بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brother and sister, this is perhaps the last of the reminders about coronavirus. I'm sure you're tired of hearing about it, but I can't end by reminding myself and you to do something which is extremely, extremely important, and that is to officially, formally, and personally and publicly thank all those health professionals who have come out and who are exposing themselves to a very high risk environment in order that you and I are safe. Most of us and all of us have been advised to stay at home, to self-quarantine ourselves, we have been mandated to stay away from our workplaces. We have been advised to stay away from all congregations, from all crowds, from all gatherings, including religious ones. Jummah has been suspended in many places in the world until further notice. People are being asked to stay away from malls, from theaters, not even to have big wedding celebrations and things like that. But there is one group of people for whom the instructions are the opposite, and that is, leave your safe environments, leave your homes. Even if you are retired, come back to work. And what is work? Work is to expose yourself to a very high risk environment in order to help other people. I simply don't have the words for this. I do not have the words to describe what's in my heart. My total and complete admiration and appreciation for the doctors, the nurses, the paramedics, all the health professionals, all the people who work in hospitals or working in hospitals, firefighters, whoever is involved in helping in this situation to detect the coronavirus, to help the people who are infected, to see them through to whatever ending that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for them. In some cases it is cure, in other cases it is to the end of their lives. As I said, there is no way that we can adequately thank these people. Even more, those who have been called out of retirement. Imagine, here is this health professional, here is this doctor, nurse, paramedic, whoever, who served humanity all their lives. They retired, they went home, imagining that they are going to be left in peace to enjoy their lives, and along comes this crisis and they are recalled. And what are they looking at? Imagine, for them, what they are looking at is even more graphic and clear than it is for us, because they understand the thing. They are looking at getting infected themselves. They are looking at exposing themselves to risk, personal risk, of being infected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects all of those people, first and foremost, before anybody else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all those health professionals who are working to help others, and especially those who have come out of retirement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can't imagine or I can't express the admiration that I have for such people. Subhanallah, ajeeb aur ghareeb, kaise log hai? Amazing, 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 that they come out of retirement just because of a sense of duty. Now, what kind of character does it speak of? Subhanallah al-Azim. This is truly the hallmark, the mark of the flagship of humanity, of what humanity should be. Today we have degraded ourselves in terms of what humanity should be by being what we call inhuman. But animals don't behave the way human beings behave. But subhanAllah, we have now examples, beautiful examples of people who are going out of their way to help. So now what must we do? I suggest that all of you, and I not just suggest, I strongly recommend that all of you speak to your leaders, speak to masjid councils and committees, speak to the MSA, ISNA, IKNA, speak to all the Muslim organizations, Jamaat Ulama in India, in South Africa, wherever you are. Speak to all the parties, you know, Jamaat Islami or whoever. Speak to all the leaders of the Muslim community and say that let us jointly, collectively, and individually, and officially and formally and publicly thank all health professionals everywhere. Go to those places, meet those people, give them gifts, put your money where your mouth is, do things for them which show appreciation and gratitude. Please don't just say we are making dua for you, sorry, your dua is not good enough. Do something, show them what you are doing in a measurable material way, because that is what can be counted, can be seen. Do that. Buy ambulances, put out money and to for hospitals, give money to hospitals for medical aid, for medical supplies, for simple things like test kits, for masks, for sanitizers. Put out your money. This is the time to spend money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace. So very, very important for us. Second thing is what not to do. And what not to do is panic buying. Let us show an example of the meaning of tawakkul. Panic buying is a sign of the opposite. It's a sign of complete lack of tawakkul. Somebody who does not know Islam, somebody who does not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody who does not have an understanding of the reality of things, does panic buying, well, they have an excuse. But we as Muslims have no excuse. So please get out from this. No panic buying. Make sure that you buy only what you need. Leave things for other people. Like somebody said, if you buy all the hand sanitizers, how are other people going to wash and sanitize their hands? And remember, your health depends on whether somebody else washed his hands or not. So even from purely self-interest as being the prime motivator, which is not the best prime motivator, obviously. But even if that is the prime motivator, there is ample reason not to do panic buying. And of course, there are better reasons than self-interest. And one of the most important is interest in the interest of other people. I mean, there's a beautiful story on Twitter, which I have asked Omar to put along with this, which is for the reminder, of two brothers, Tasneem and Naseem, in Cochin, who bought, they have a medical shop, a surgical shop, and they bought face masks for 10 rupees each and gave them away at 2 rupees each. And they gave them mostly to medical professionals and also to others. But they bought it at 10 rupees each and they gave them at 2 rupees each, taking a loss of 8 rupees per mask. And they did, and that was for a total of 5,000 masks. Now, they asked them, they said, how come you did this, right? It doesn't make, within quotes, business sense. They said, we did it because we are also human and we know that maybe we are also susceptible to this and that this is not the time to make money out of somebody else's need. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, that these are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, they're showing such beautiful examples of behavior. May Allah bless them. May Allah protect them and their dear ones from all harm. I tweeted on this as well. Similarly, there is a beautiful story of a couple in Canada, I think it is, who are giving out kits for coronavirus. So it's a sanitizer, it's a mask and something else which they are giving out to people to prevent them from coronavirus. Let us create more and more and more such stories from all over the world, not only in Canada and so on, but all over the world. Let us create these stories, because these are the stories to be remembered. These are the stories which will also help us in our own lives to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, let us turn a calamity into a blessing. Let us turn something which is potentially harmful into something which will become a means of khair for us in the dunya wal akhirah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you, to protect you, to protect all of you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you in all ways and to guard you from all evil, that which you know and that which you do not know. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin.